It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and also 21ology.com. Well, the Colts are in the NFL playoffs, and they all get started Saturday. More on that in a bit. But first, let's talk Tyler Trent, the young man, 20 years old, from Carbill, who's inspired first a Purdue football team, then a nation of sports fans, passed away Tuesday, surrounded by his family. Greg Doyle from the IndyStar.com wrote an incredible farewell piece on Tuesday. In part, he writes, "Even when he was dying, Tyler Trent refused to die. Even at the end, he wouldn't give in to the cancer that had been coming for him since he was 15, coming back again and again, chipping away at his body, but not his spirit, but not his faith. Late Tuesday afternoon, the end was near. His family knew. They gathered around his bed and prayed for him. They loved on him. Tyler stopped breathing, and that was that. Everyone looked around, and Tyler started to breathe again. Then it happened a second time, and a third. Three times Tyler stopped breathing. Three times he started back up again. One by one, his family approached Tyler, his mom and dad, his brothers, his grandma, and they told him it was okay. They would see him in heaven. He could go. They were ready. Tyler stopped breathing a fourth time." Some of the words chosen by Greg Doyle of IndyStar.com, who wrote about the end of Tyler Trent. "Thank you, Mr. Doyle. Thank you, Trent family. Thank you, Tyler Trent. You will be remembered. You did make a difference." Now, back to the business of sports. The Colts are in. Yes, they make the playoffs. Frank Reich, emotional again after the win over Tennessee, reminding him in the locker room how they started.
1-5, right? We were 1-5. On the brink, right? Everybody's thinking on the brink. What people didn't see, right? What they didn't see from the outside was what we saw from the inside, right? The trust, the toughness, right? Getting better every day. And the team, man, the teamwork. Unselfish, getting after it. They didn't see that. And, man, we did it. We did something only two teams have done in NFL history, and that's make the playoffs from 1-5. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Hey, you guys have been saying we got something special, and here's what it comes down to. We said when you transcend ourselves, right, and minimize our ego, right, and then we get together, new possibilities emerge. And guess what? We didn't do this thing just to get into playoffs. We ain't finished yet.
It's just starting.
So let's do that, right? Let's get back on track. Let's keep the same mentality. We'll talk about what that looks like, what this next journey looks like. We climbed that mountain. We were all the way at the bottom of that thing, and we climbed it. And we got to this plateau. And now we're about to take a look at the peak, right? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get after it the same way that we got to this spot right here.
That's Coach Frank Reich of the Indianapolis Colts as they get set to take on Houston in the NFL playoffs. Now, later in the day, after that emotional farewell in the locker room to the team, quarterback Andrew Luck had a chance to join Scott Van Pelt on ESPN discussing, well, one thing about how he overcame the injury and overcame doubt.
Yeah, you know, I certainly had some dark moments in a sense, and I think coming out the other side of it has made me a better quarterback. It's made me a better person. I appreciate this game differently. I certainly have a better, a different perspective on this game, and very thankful. Thankful to be on the Colts. Thankful for a great locker room that we have, and it's fun to play football.
Speaking of dark moments, man, 1-5, and you didn't look like a 1-5 team, but you are what your record says you are. How were you all able to go from what you were then to what you've become now?
Yeah, you know, I think we've taken it a week by week, a day by day, a minute by minute approach. It's all about the process, and You know, each week the cycle starts over, and we say, all right, we got to go 1-0 this week. And the guys believe. It's a great locker room, a great group of guys. We've worked hard. We've trusted the process, and you know, that's what we'll do again next week.
You speak of the locker room, and I saw the sound afterward of your head coach, Frank Reich, and he seems to really set the tone. I think back to when you played the Texans earlier this year. Yeah. You were aggressive in overtime. It backfired to a degree, but he showed that belief in you guys, and it feels like he set such a great tone for you all year long. Can you describe what he has meant as your leader, Frank Reich?
Yeah. Certainly in a building, the folks at the top set the tone, as you said, and he's done, I think, an amazing job. He's honest. He's authentic. He's genuine. He's a heck of a football coach. I think he's done a great job of keeping us focused on the little things and discipline and doing it the right way and having fun. And it's an honor to play for him, and I know the whole locker room feels that way as well.
All right, last quick thought. A team that you obviously know very, very well and a quarterback that came back from injury as well. It's really a cool story. You guys both started poorly, and now here you are in a significant game, a playoff game. What's your thought about playing them again?
Yeah, certainly a lot of respect for Deshaun and what he's been through, and a lot of respect for the Texans. It's a great team. We know the challenge they present to us on defense. It's always tough going up against them, so we'll work our butts off, see if we can get ready.
Again, Andrew Luck getting ready for the Colts game against Houston. Their game is Saturday at Houston, 4:30 kick time. I think they technically say 4:34 is the start time as the Colts take on Houston. This year, the Colts beat Houston once, and the Texans won one of the games. If you remember, as they talked about it there, that tie, that could have been a tie, but the Colts went to try to get the win and ended up losing, basically giving the win to Houston in that game earlier in the year. So Saturday at 4:30, other games in the NFL playoffs this coming weekend. On Saturday, the Seahawks play at the Cowboys. And on Sunday, Chargers play the Ravens and the Eagles play the Bears. You'll wonder, you know, the Bears could have coughed up the game, so to speak, against the Vikings this past week and let the Vikings in. But by winning that game, they let the Eagles in, the defending Super Bowl champs. So some are wondering, will the Bears regret letting the Eagles in? We will find out, won't we? Real quickly, college football. Notre Dame lost to Clemson. The final was 30-3. It was truthfully about what I expected. I mean, Clemson right now and Alabama, they are 1-2 in the country. You can flip-flop probably which one's one and which one is two. Everybody else is a long, long way away from them right now. And so we'll find out Monday night, the national championship game, Clemson against Alabama. Who's going to win that game? I think Clemson's playing better football right now, and it'll be interesting to see if Bama can hold them off and win that game. But congratulations to Coach Brian Kelly and the Fighting Irish. It was a fun season for Notre Dame fans, but they just ran into a very, very good football team. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more football and also more about Exodus 90. Joe Wrights, a former Colt, is a veteran of Exodus 90, and he'll join us when we continue right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show, underwritten by AAA Roofing Company. They are looking for workers. AAAroofingCompany.com is the place to go if you're looking for a job here in this brand new year. And also, ElamUSA.com. Let's say hi to a former Indianapolis Colt lineman, Joe Wrights. Joe, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, Will, and thanks for having me on today.
Well, I was talking a lot about Colts in the first segment of this show, and they're in. I mean, who'd have thunk it? After they go 1-5 to start the year, they turned it up a notch, didn't they?
Yeah, I tell you what, for them to be 1-5 to win 9 out of the last 10, I mean, that's a credit to the leadership in the locker room, the veterans, you know, guys like Vinny, guys like Andrew, guys like, you know, Jabal Sheard and Al Woods on defense, but really to Frank Reich as well. I mean, his coaching, his leadership, I mean, is tremendous. You see that, and it's awesome. They're in. They got a big game coming up in Houston. But the way they've been playing, I mean, they're as hot as anybody. And I think the AFC is wide open, in my opinion. So I'm excited to watch them play. And hopefully they can get a couple wins and keep the momentum that they're bringing into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think momentum. I mean, some people say it's real or it's not real. What do you think? Is there such a thing as momentum in the NFL whenever, you know, you have a week between games? Can you ride that?
Yeah, it's tough because you look at historically, they would say momentum isn't real big in the playoffs. I mean, some, you know, I remember the Ravens in 2012 on the Super Bowl. They lost four out of their last five going into the playoffs. But then they got hot, turned it around. But I will say this Colts team is hot, and this Colts team believes. And I think that's the biggest thing. They have the belief in that locker room. They can beat anybody. They have the confidence in that locker room. And you really saw it. They struggled early on. They have a young team. But with the youth on their team, when they started to win and started to believe, now they have that trust in the locker room together. So I think that they have as good a shot as anybody in the AFC. I think that the Saints, to me, are the clear favorite in the NFC. I think they'll be in the Super Bowl. But I really could see any one of the six teams coming out of the AFC, and that's what's exciting for all the Colts fans like me out there.
How cool would it be to see a rematch, the Saints and the Colts? I'd like to see that.
I would like to see that as well, as I'm sure most all my listeners would, too.
Hey, tell me about Vinny. You talked about Vinny Testaverde. My goodness. where did that come from? I think of Vinny Testaverde.
They might be about the same age.
Yeah, they might be. Adam Vinatieri, of course, good Catholic man as you are. Adam has that gray beard going. Do you know, how did that start? Did he just decide to grow it one day, or did it coincide with the streak, or do you have any idea what's...
I'm not sure, but I do know, he's a guy that, now he's 46, turned 46 this year. Now he's got the gray beard going. I mean, there were a couple off seasons when he always shaved during the season when I was playing with him. But there'd be some times, you'd be at the facility in March and turn around and see this gray-bearded guy, and you're like, ooh, and is this a new coach or something? You turn around and be Adam Vinatieri. But I tell you what, he's got a great beard going. Frank Reich's got a great, gray beard going, and it's cool to see. It's cool to see them. And you talk about Vinny, and being a good, strong Catholic man. Frank Reich, I mean, his faith is evident. It's right out the forefront. And you're talking about him and Chris Ballard, the two guys really leading the Colts, and faith is a huge part, both their lives. Chris is a parishioner at Our Lady Mount Carmel, where I go, and it was really cool for me. A couple weeks ago, the Colts had a 1 o'clock game. I went to early mass because I had to go down and do some radio duties. And I look over and see, Chris Ballard and his family walking up at 8 a.m. mass for communion. That was really cool to me, and I think that's awesome that this Colts team, the leadership, the guys up top, faith is a really important part of their life, and that's neat for me to see as well.
Yeah, we've had to. Mr. Ballard on this show before, and you're right, his faith is strong, and it kind of translates down through his family into the community. He's done so much for this community and for those kids in his family, right?
Yeah, he has. He's a tremendous man. He's the real deal. And like I said, the future is bright with the franchise in his hands and with Frank Reich, leading the guys as a coach.
We're talking with Joe Wrights, former NFL lineman with the Indianapolis Colts and others, and you touched on that faith of Frank Reich. That's one thing that we talk a lot about on this show is leadership, faith, and how it translates through sports and how it can be something that can move past the playing field, through the locker room, and out into the community. And last year, I think the Eagles, when we saw them do what they did, they call him Saint Nick, their quarterback Nick Foles, and a lot of that's because of his faith, but also because he's so hot in the month of December, just like another Saint Nick is. But that faith, whenever Frank Reich was hired, I remember saying, and I think a lot of people did too, is if we could generate that sort of feeling in Indianapolis where faith is first, then what happens on the field is secondary. And they've done that. They've accomplished that in a very short time, haven't they?
Yeah, they really have. And what I think is cool is, Jim Irsay and the Irsay family, they've always kind of talked about faith and family and football, as long as I've been there with, Tony Dungy and the Jim Caldwell and, with Chuck and Ryan Grigson. And a lot of franchises talk about that, through the NFL, Packers, faith and family and football. But not a lot live it out. And a lot, football is the be-all, end-all. It's not that way in Indianapolis. And I think that's why the Colts are such a unique franchise. I think that's why they connect so well with the community, because those are kind of the core beliefs of you know, most of everybody around Indy and the state of Indiana. So that's why I think it's so beautiful. And the connection this city has with the team, I've witnessed it first as a fan, you know, then as a player, and now kind of being retired on the outside, just how strong that connection is. And I think that's what's really cool. And this team is so fun to pull for. I mean, it's such a group of guys that are team guys, not me guys. You know, they're fun to watch. They're having a great time when they're out there playing. And so it's really fun, I think, for all us fans to get behind this team. They're really easy to root for. And I think all those reasons put together make it that way.
Yeah. Talking with Joe Wrights, former lineman for the Colts. And we're going to talk Exodus 90 in just a second. But I can't let you get away without talking about this year's edition of the offensive line, the guys up front that are protecting Andrew Luck and doing it so well. Do you think that this line is like a year ahead, or did you see it coming that they could be this good this quickly?
I definitely thought they would be better, right? You know, Will, once I retired, I knew instantly they would be better once I got out of there.
Now, come on.
But with some of the youth they drafted, with Quentin Nelson, I mean, he is the real deal. I thought he would be good. He's been actually better than advertised. I think he's the best guard right now in the NFL as a rookie, which is very high praise. And Ryan Kelly's been playing at a high, high level. Costanzo, I think, is having his best year he's ever had. But it's been fun to watch them gel, watch them grow together. And I think it's a couple things. It's related to, one, they have some better just individual talent. They got some guys who are, you know, just studs and have some strong physical gifts. Two, they're playing really well together. And that's a credit to the leadership. Guys like Kelly and Costanzo have been there, but also Coach Goof, the O-line coach, for kind of bringing that new attitude, bringing that togetherness. And then also the play calling of Frank Reich. You know, when you talk about him and Nick Sirianni, what they've done, different schemes, formations, motions, you know, keeping the defense off balance, going up tempo, you know, getting the ball out of Andrew's hand a little quicker. All those things together have made this line one of the best, if not the best unit in the NFL. And that's fun to say when you talk about they led the league and sacks given up, and they're now, you know, one of the best O lines, and really kind of the strength of this team is the offensive line. That's cool for me as a lineman. I get excited watching tape on them every week, just how well they're playing.
Well, Nelson, he's amazing to me, and not only that, he's a tough kid that gets, he really, you know, creates a lot of opportunity for the running backs. But he does a lot of pancake opportunities. If he gets a chance to give somebody a little extra, he does. But he's also, it seems like downfield, when there's a running back that needs some help getting up or something, he's right there. He's the first guy to help a guy get up, isn't he?
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, he is. I love the enthusiasm he plays the game with. I love how much he cares about his teammates. You know, whether he's on the front side of the block right next to the running back or whether he's on the back side, sprint all the way across the field. You're right. He's the first one to get down there, celebrate with guys, pick up the running backs. And just that enthusiasm is contagious. And just the way he plays the game is such a joy to watch. And say, well, this Colts franchise is blessed to have him, you know, because like, he'll be the best, you know, lineman, if not, he'll be one of the best, if not the best lineman for the next decade. So.
Yeah, sure will. Talk with Joe Wrights, former Colt lineman, also played college basketball at Western Michigan and high school, both football and basketball, for Hamilton Southeastern. So you're a local guy. You go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Anything going on in your world personally that's about to happen, huh?
we're expecting a baby, a little girl, next month. My wife's due in about a month. This will be our fifth. We're very blessed to have two boys and two girls. So our family's growing. It's exciting. Like you mentioned, my oldest is in first grade, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So, you know, enjoying being kind of getting entrenched in the school as well as in a parish and the community. And, you know, personally, it's been fun for me. So I took a job close to a year ago now as a financial advisor. So I've been starting my second career, but also, you know, staying involved in the community, doing different things. I'm helping coach at Gary Catholic, coach their basketball team as a volunteer coach this year. That's been fun for me to kind of get back on the court and work with guys a little bit. So a lot of fun things for our family. But, we're excited, my wife Jill and I and the rest of the kids, for the new baby to come next month.
Well, God bless you guys, and thank you so much for your support and your help into the community here in Indianapolis. You are a hometown guy that's done well, and you continue to give back. Now let's talk about Exodus 90. This is something I've been promoting here on this show maybe for the last month because our good friend Fred McLean from Shepherd Insurance, and he's also, I think, at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, has been trying to push me to do it. And I think I'm going to do it. It's called Exodus 90. You're a veteran. You did it last year. What is Exodus 90 all about, and what am I getting myself into?
Well, you're getting yourself into a lot, but I promise you, Will, it will be well worth it. It's a great program by Father Brian Doerr. You know, the seminarians enter in the priesthood. It's basically a 90-day challenge based on three things: asceticism, brotherhood, and prayer. So the asceticism, you're giving things up, and as you know, I mean, it's tough. You know, no sweets, no eating between meals, no alcohol, you know, no watching TV. But basically all those things, these things of the world, you know, that fill our time and we think are so important, you end up filling those up with more prayer time, you know, with spirituality. And the thing I love, the brotherhood connects it all together. I mean, it's a really hard program. I'm not going to lie. You couldn't do it on your own. But I think that's where the beauty of the brotherhood comes in. If you're texting your group, you're texting your accountability partner, hey, how'd you do? Hey, you know, I failed a little bit today. That's okay. Let's get back on the horse together. And that reminds me of the locker room. That reminds me of a team. Kind of you're going through stuff together, that common suffering that unites you in a strong bond. And I tell you what, it was a great experience for me. It's something I'll definitely do again. It's something I think every, you know, Catholic man, I think every Christian man should do at some point in your life, because it kind of really resets you and it tells you, one, you know, how strong you can be, you know, when you let the Lord take over in your life, and two, how important it is to just have that daily spiritual journey to kind of grow and deepen together. So it was great for me, and I look forward to talking to you, you know, on Easter Sunday and seeing how it went for you.
Yeah, the program that a lot of people are going to be doing here in Central Indiana will start January 21st, and that's because that's 90 days before Easter, and it will end on Easter Sunday. And you're right, there's things like you talked about, no alcohol, no sweets, no eating between meals, fasting, the no media, no TV. Exercises.
The toughest for me was live sports, you know, and yeah. As you know, a sports fan like this, like, oh, what, no March Madness? I can't watch games? And that was something that initially I was a little hesitant why I should do the program. I'm like, well, I can't watch March Madness. And then I started to think, okay, Joe, like, the reason you're not going to do this great spiritual journey for yourself is because you want to watch college basketball. You can't give that up for a year, and kind of look at my own priorities in my life. So that was hard for me, but then you get back, and I tell you what, there's some real changes I made in my life moving forward that Exodus 90 helped me do, and you know, it definitely made me a better man.
Well, Fred McClain was telling me what it does is it kind of makes you realize how, I hate to say it, but how unimportant some of that stuff is. I mean, I was in the TV media for 25 years, and you kind of think that stuff's really important and really big, and you kind of find out when you really examine and self-examine yourself, if that makes any sense, double redundant there. But if you do self-examination, if you do that, you find out what's really important. And you're right, the grouping and the connection with maybe 5 to 7 other men from your parish and a priest perhaps being involved, all that's so important, isn't it?
Yeah, and we, you know, our group is still close. I mean, we'll have a common bond for the rest of our life, you know, and so we still have a group chat. We text each other. We try to still meet, you know, once a month and get together and check in, see how everybody's doing. So it's something that's very hard, right? But like a lot of things, you know, the things in life that are hard, you know, they take a lot of work. And, you know, it'll be tough, but you'll come out a much better man. And so, yeah, I'm excited for you and all the other men out there around the country and really the world that are getting involved. Exodus 90 is a wonderful program. And I think, like I said, it's something every man should do at least some point in their life. I am 100% convicted on that.
Exodus90.com is a great place to go. But also within your own parish. How would you, if there's someone listening to this right now and they're saying, okay, I might try that, how on earth, how do they get started, and what are some of the things they need to do now to get ready for January 21st?
I mean, you don't need to do a lot. That's the nice thing. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It starts on day one, get rolling. But I would, like you said, extra90.com, I would research, go to that website. You know, you can see the message there to the website. Bunch of good guys up there, those Catholic men that'll get involved and get you where you need to go. So visit that website, you know, drop them a message, a quick email or something line that you can direct link from the website, and those guys will get you where you need to be if it's something you want to look into more. But it's something great and well worth your time for sure.
Yeah, one thing we haven't mentioned that they say as part of it too is a cold shower. How on earth did you handle that?
Now, they say it's cold or lukewarm shower.
Okay.
So basically, you know, the shower isn't supposed to be, you know, a 10-minute hot, you know, enjoyable shower. So I tell you what, I got more time in my day because my shower went from about 7 minutes to about 2 minutes. So I got in and got out. But yeah, I would say that cold is, you know, I would say I took more cool showers.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like ice cold freezing.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely helped me out. I showered less time in the shower.
Well, this is Joe Wrights, former Colt lineman and a veteran of Exodus 90. Joe, thank you so very much for your time, and God bless you guys as you get ready for a new chapter in your life. And people can get more information, like you said, at exodus90.com.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate you having me on. And go Colts in the playoffs here, and let's do it again soon.
And thank you, Joe. Yeah, we're getting set for the Colts against the Texans this Sunday. Thank you, Joe Wrights. And again, more information at exodus90.com. We're taking a break. We'll close out this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this short timeout.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof and your building investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Listening to this radio was really like the jump start of me getting to know Jesus.
This is a station that led me to Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Hey, and we can't leave without saying thanks again to our underwriters, AAARoofingCompany.com, and also 21ology.com. And congratulations to the priests who won the Catholic Classic. The fourth annual Catholic Classic went to the priests as they beat the seminarians. If I remember, I think it was 50-39 was the final score at Guerin Catholic on December 27th. So congratulations to the priests. I know Father Bauer has been walking around with a puffed up chest for several days now as he kind of rubs it into the seminarians. Again, next year, the fifth annual. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. If you listened, I want to say special thanks to Kent Blanford, who really helped out and made that show happen on site at Guerin Catholic on December 27th. The priests beat the seminarians in the annual Catholic Classic. And don't forget the Colts at Houston this Saturday at 4:30. The other Saturday game is the Seahawks against the Cowboys. And on Sunday, Chargers, Ravens, and the Eagles and the Bears. Thanks again to Joe Wrights for joining us, the former Colts lineman, here to talk about, well, the Colts and also Exodus 90. January 21st, a lot of men, Catholic men from around the world, really, will be trying this program. For more information, go to exodus90.com. Again, Happy New Year. God bless. Thank you for listening to Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.